But first, it's been intense in terms of claims and counterclaims on whether an Agniveer who was tragically killed in action on the line of duty in a landmine blast, whether he did, his family did receive the compensation that it is due. In Parliament a couple of days back, Rahul Gandhi said that in fact the family didn't. He then put out tweets and he put out a video of the family with the father saying they haven't received any funds. But when we visited this family today, the father says, no, in fact, they have received the funds, but they do continue to have problems with the Agnipath scheme.
It is this family in Ramgarh Sardaran, in Punjab, who hold the key over what has become a huge political battle between the Congress and the BJP.
मैं उसे शहीद कह रहा हूं।
सदन को गुमराह करने की कोशिश ना करें।
Did the government fail to pay the family of the soldier Agniveer Ajay Kumar compensation for his death in a tragic landmine blast in January in Kashmir? A day after the leader of opposition Rahul Gandhi played out a video of Charanjit Singh, the father of the late soldier, saying compensation had not been paid, there was this clarification when NDTV reached his home with our cameras.
वही देख रहे हैं भी जो पैसे तो चलो मिल ही रहे पैसे की कोई दिक्कत नहीं ना मिले ना मिले पैसे की नहीं क्योंकि सानू तो अग्निवीर योजना यही रद्द होनी चाहिए.
The political debate on whether the family was compensated first broke in Parliament earlier this week, when Rahul Gandhi insisted that no compensation had been provided.
Agniveer ki sachchai maine floor of the house pe rakhi hai aur Rajnath Singh ji ne bhi kaha hai jo reality hai wo Hindustan ki sena ko malum hai wo Agniveeron ko malum hai unke kehne se ya mere kehne se koi farak nahi padta.
The Defence Minister Rajnath Singh immediately responded, denying the allegations, and yesterday, after Mr. Gandhi posted a fresh video of the soldier's father, the Indian Army issued a formal statement. It is emphasized that the Indian Army salutes the supreme sacrifice made by Agniveer Ajay Kumar. Of the total amount due, family of Agniveer Ajay has already been paid ₹98.39 lakhs. Ex gratia and other benefits amounting to approximately 67 lakhs as applicable according to the provisions of Agniveer scheme will be paid on final account settlement shortly post due police verification. The total amount will be ₹1.65 crore approximately. The Congress though says their concern is the larger issue of the Agnipath scheme. The new recruitment process for those who join the forces in non-officer ranks. The Congress says after 4 years, when these soldiers end their tour of duty, they are left high and dry without any pension or benefit. Today, Agniveer Ajay Kumar's family echoed the line.
क्योंकि रेगुलर भर्ती होनी चाहिए रेगुलर जिदा पहला फौजियों की भर्ती है पेंशनिटी पहले जी पेंशनिटी मिलती है जिदा ना पेंशन वगैरह मिलती है जो भी सहूलत है आर्मी वाली तरफ से फौज की वो सहूलतें मिलनी चाहिए अग्निवीर योजना बंद होकर रेगुलर भर्ती होनी चाहिए सानू ये चाहते हैं
अग्निवीर च कोई पेंशन नहीं कोई राशन कार्ड नहीं असि तो जो कार्ड कोई चलाया ही नहीं उस तो बाद जिस दिन तो साडा भरा गया आ उस तो बाद सानू कोई राशन कार्ड दी सहूलत नहीं किसी ने सानू कुछ नहीं पुछया हैगा भी तुसी किवें गुजारा करदे आ किवें नहीं अकाउंट च पैसियां नू कौन देखदा कोई नहीं देखदा.
The Congress has repeatedly said that the Agnipath scheme will be shut down if the opposition comes to power. The government insists it has its advantages and is a model followed by several countries around the world. With Gurpreet Singh Chinna from Punjab and Vishnu Som, Bureau Report, NDTV.
So there are two parts of this debate. One, the political one between the Congress and the BJP, the opposition and the NDA as it were. And then, of course, the larger issue on the scheme itself. We'll try and deal with both aspects of this and try and deal with the scheme and whether it's working or not separately from the politics. So, J.B. Mathur, member of the Rajya Sabha and spokesperson of the Congress with us, Dr. Syed Zafar Islam of the BJP with us. I'm also joined by Major General B.S. Dhanoa and Lieutenant General Satish Dua, who'd perhaps like to deal more with the scheme itself. I'll come to them in a moment. J.B. Mathur, why did Rahul Gandhi claim that money had not, or remuneration, emoluments, had not been received by the family when in fact it had been transferred?
Vishnu, the Rahul Gandhi ji, the video that is posted yesterday, it is Shahid Ajay Singh ji's father speaking. So it is father's emotions, father's words, and father in that video, before the parliament speech and after the speech, that video contains both the video, segments. So in that, he is speaking very emotionally that, you know, it is very unfortunate that the parents, the father of the Shaheed, Agnivir, have to stay with a begging bowl in front of the government. Now, after all these repercussions and issues and voice raised by the opposition at multiple levels, at multiple forums, now it is said that the compensation is paid. But the basic issue remains the same. You consider when a martyr, as far as a soldier is concerned,
a soldier killed in action,
the regular soldier is concerned, he gets more than 2.5 crores. But whereas an Agnivir, he is not even called a Shaheed, he is not even called a killed in action, or he is not called a martyr. And there are various differences between Agnivir and soldier. A point of correction,
the word martyr is not accepted in India. In fact, this is a statement in Parliament. The word is killed in action, and it's important to explain why. The word martyr implies, and if you look at the dictionary, it says so as well, a fight or a battle for a religious cause. The Indian Army, the armed forces, don't fight for a religious cause. They fight for the constitution of the country. So there is no martyr. He was killed in action, or killed in the line of duty.
That's fine, Vishnu. Okay, they don't term it as killed in action also. That respect is not given. We have issue. Okay. We have seen instances where an Agnivir dies, that he is not given the proper respect he should be given, whereas the other soldiers gets it.
But ma'am,
so
how is that the case?
The because the army of an Agnivir who died
said,
is what the parent says.
No, but ma'am, how do you say an Agnivir is not given proper respect? Because in this particular case, he was, when he passed away very tragically, he was honored properly by the military in the way that they do. In fact, the army has tweeted that as well. So how was he not honored or respected?
No, there are multiple, 13 Agnivirs have passed away in this time. And we have heard complaints, we have received, there have been media reports of how Agnivir is not respected, or even
but on what
the,
basis are they not respected, ma'am? You can disagree with the, you can disagree, ma'am, with the entire Agnipath scheme. That's one part of it. But where is the lack of respect? Because I can actually tell you, in terms of remuneration or what they are due, if an Agnivir loses his or her life, they are compensated, you know, proportionately. And the benefits in the case of death, which somebody who is there for a full tenure get, is balanced out by what an Agnivir gets. It's pretty much the same. It really depends on the balance amount of tenure that you have left. So that is where there is a bit of a variable between what an Agnivir earns and what a regular soldier earns. Or is remunerated.
It's not the same. You heard in your report, the video which was just played in this show itself, the video clearly says the family saying that we don't get pension. So that is their emotion. See, if you look at the scheme between Agnivir
and regular
soldiers,
it has no pension. Quite right.
There is
correct.
A big
quite
difference.
Right. There
so
is no pension, and that is a key problem. But ma'am, just
no
one
pension.
More point, and I will talk about
that
the
is
larger
a key
scheme.
Problem. They are giving their life.
I will talk about the larger scheme, ma'am.
They are giving their life to the nation.
Right.
They are willing to give their life to the nation. And why they have to go through this.
Right.
And
but,
then
but
because
ma'am,
of this
just one point,
scheme,
I'll talk
earlier
about the scheme.
There used to be 75,000 youth who used to be getting the opportunity to
we'll
be in
talk
army.
About the scheme.
Now it is
I promise you, we will talk about the merits of the scheme. But I just am trying to understand from a political standpoint, why did Rahul Gandhi make the statement in Parliament? Why did he play out that video when on the simple issue on whether or not this family received the funds, he could have picked up the phone and called up the army or the defense ministry before making such an elaborate claim, which was not correct. I'm just asking a limited point.
On the limited point, I wish to place on record, Rahul Gandhi ji spoke for the family's emotion. What the family, see, you are not disputing that the tape is doctored. You are not saying that the family's
father, no, ma'am,
the father,
tape is not doctored
not
at all.
Ajay Singh's father. So it's all
but
the
should
same.
He also not
yeah,
check from the government?
Clear.
Because there
so
has
when,
never been a case of a soldier, I mean, under in normal circumstances, not being remunerated or the family not being remunerated. It's something which is, it's automated. There's the regiment which moves in. It's the formation which moves in. It's the corps. It is the command which moves in. People go in, ensure that the family gets the funds. There is a timetable. It comes from insurance. It comes from the army. It comes from the Army Wives Welfare Association. And other areas as well. So it's a properly laid out legal process. To suggest that that didn't happen, I mean, shouldn't he have fact checked this?
It is not somebody who said it. It is Ajay Singh's father. So Rahul Gandhi ji respects the emotions of that family who lost their son. So Rahul Gandhi ji is a voice of the people. So he has conveyed it. And because of he's conveyed this, so much of the discussion on the Agniveer and the flaws related to the Agniveer. So let's look at it from the
sure.
point of
we'll,
view
we'll
that,
do that
the family...
Right now.
Emotions have been conveyed sure. in the parliament by Rahul Gandhi.
Got it. And we will talk about the Agnipath scheme in a moment. But I just wanted to get a quick response from Dr. Syed Zafar Islam. Do you accept that argument that, look, this was a family which was obviously overrun by emotion. It is a fact that the father did say that we haven't been compensated. The family hasn't been remunerated. And therefore, Rahul Gandhi got it wrong on the basis of what this father said. Is that an explanation acceptable to you?
Well, today, clearly after seeing this video, both the videos, it is so apparent that Congress is completely stands exposed. Rahul Gandhi ji has jumped the gun. He stands exposed. And that is why I heard J.B. Mathur ji. She was also struggling to speak and they have no legs to stand, clearly, because they stand completely exposed. First of all, they were trying to mislead the nation. This old video... They are showing, even though, even at the payment, the two payments was made in February and June. So, even this May video, perhaps, it is not correct to say that they have not been compensated. He was compensated, family was compensated in February, partly, then in June, and after the police verification, so 98 point some lakh, has already been compensated, what the Honorable Defense Minister has stated on the floor of the Parliament. Then, of course, after the police verification, another 67 lakh to be paid. So, put together, around 1.65 crore to be paid, out of which 98 lakh has already been paid in two installments in April, in February, in June. So, when Rahul Gandhi ji was talking about that they have not been compensated, is absolutely baseless. It is away from reality.
Okay.
He should have actually consulted or checked the fact before making this kind of statement. So, first of all, when he was merely a leader of his party and still trying to mislead the nation, I can understand that we can see differently. But when he is the leader of opposition, a very important constitutional position, then he should not resort to misleading the nation like he did by tweeting something which is factually incorrect.
Okay.
So all I'm trying to tell you that Congress stand exposed. And this kind of a behavior of Rahul Gandhi will again make him a very non-serious kind of politician. And of course, people will view him that his tweets... should not be taken at face value because he has done in the past also.
All right, one second, sir. Let me just go across.
Many other instances, he has
you made your point, Zafar.
And of course, later it has been clarified.
Zafar sahab, you made your point. I want to go across to General Satish Dua first. General Dua, in terms of remuneration for the families or the next of kin of soldiers, of Agniveers killed in action, is the process and the remuneration fair, in your opinion?
Look, Vishnu, this is a new scheme, so the details are not very well known to everyone. But the short answer to your question is that the remuneration to someone killed in action is fair in terms of proportionality of the service or terms of services of that individual. Because the Agniveer scheme was launched with different terms and conditions than was the process of recruitment earlier. So to that extent, there is a little difference, but as you can see, as facts that have been brought out and have been discussed by other co-panelists, that a fairly large sum has already been paid and some more is due after the police verification. So to that extent, it is being paid as per the terms of service.
Okay. General Dhanoa, on to the larger issue, and perhaps the largest issue, is that these soldiers, ultimately, the Agniveer soldiers, are not given a pension. They are out of service in 4 years. There has been widespread dissent in the country as a result of this. And there are questions being raised on the quality of soldiers that we get after the training that they now receive. Is there merit in these arguments?
Well, Vishnu, as far as the new recruitment scheme itself is concerned, I want to make it clear that every government which is in power has the right to change the terms and conditions for how youth enter the military. As long as it is done in a manner which is transparent, where there is wide consultation amongst all the stakeholders, and it is then announced for one and all to understand that this is what you are now getting into. And from the time that the scheme was first mooted, sometime in 2020-21, till its introduction 2 years back, a lot of us have been saying that we do not question the right of the government to change a recruitment scheme. But definitely there are flaws in the existing scheme, and therefore you need to relook it and try and improve the overall satisfaction that is there to an individual who joins, as well as to the overall efficiency, the professional capabilities, and the kind of intake which is needed across the three services. So that's one point. We've been saying that please have a wider consultation. You know, this unfortunate toing and froing over whether the compensation is correct or not, it is a malaise which is indicating that between the democratically elected members who are there in parliament, they themselves are not in agreement. And this would not have happened had a consultation in parliament or in the, at least the standing committee for defense taken place, and wider discussions could have been held so that a better scheme came up. What we have now is what we have to live with. Even then, there have been suggestions that this can be improved. And I'm sure that Sena heads will take a look at it. And we should be able to reach a point where within the scheme, giving it the right tweaks and giving it the right changes, it should work better for the nation as well as for the youth, as well as for the military.
General Dua, are you satisfied that the training that these young Agniveers, men and women, receive will be enough to get them jobs after 4 years? Because the key point of difference has been employment. Young people in the country want to join the forces, not just for a sense of patriotism or their sense of wanting to serve the flag, but also because it is an earning. And therefore, the worry was that what happens to us 4 years later? The government came up with various answers to that question, including how, you know, there'd be companies lining up for Agniveers. There would be education courses for them as well to enhance their capabilities, etc., etc. Do you believe that those arguments are satisfactory?
Well, Vishnu, you know, the real proof of this will come after 4 years. I mean, we've already been 2 years into the scheme.
So about 2 more years.
Because two more years to go. Because when some of them will get retrenched, if it is not tweaked in the meanwhile, at present it stands that 75% will be retrenched, 75% of Agnivir will be retrenched. Now, if that is going to be the case, we will several provisions have been made, whether it is CAPF or in the industry, in the corporate sector, several provisions have been made, and there are several expectations that the young men at the age, who are at the age of around 21 plus or minus, will get absorbed in jobs. But like I said, we will have to wait till this scheme actually finishes 4 years. But if you allow me just one
more. Please go ahead, General.
I'd like to just make a point. You see, like my esteemed co-panelist also said, the defense minister has also made some statements, before the elections. After elections also statements have been made that we will review the scheme as we go along. So there are three or four key points, which can actually, take care of this disgruntlement. One is the duration of service. Whether we should leave it at 4 years or we can increase it to 6 to 7 years. You know, if that sort of a tweak is thought about. Next, the retention percentage, whether it should remain at 25% or it can, because be increased to 50 to 60%, because we might get into a situation, if not now, after a few years, that there will be approximately 50% of the soldiers will have less than 4 years service, and that may not be very healthy for the operational efficiency of or combat efficacy of a unit. Then the issue of reemployment that we spoke of, we've already discussed that. There has to be a better reassurance for those who are going to be out of the service to get employed. And lastly, the issue that we've been debating all along this evening is that any Agnivir who is killed in action or who dies in harness, so to say, should be treated on par with a normal soldier in all to all benefits and purposes. Thank you.
JB, just a quick comment. Rather than a political battle on Agnivir and how different classes of soldiers have been created and how respect is lacking, do you not believe that some of the issues which General Dhanoa and General Dua have just mentioned, which are really important issues which need to be debated, are the issues which the Congress Party should be looking at? Because ultimately it's about the fighting ability of our armed forces. It's not about politics.
Certainly. I mean, I agree to them. They have been raised very relevant issues, like those who are, the compensation should be at par with the one who is a regular soldier. And also the kind of training, see, you're giving 6 months training and you're sending them to the borders to serve. So we are putting them at risk and still they are not given the benefit. So if you look at it, this scheme has lot of loopholes and it's basically a flawed scheme. So it's our duty that we point out and we are doing that. And the Army, Navy or Air Force, whatever it is, that pension is a basic thing, then they are not provided that. And also, Rajnath Singh ji did not say the whole truth in the parliament. He said about this 1 crore compensation, everybody doesn't get that. It depends on a lot of calculation and also, whereas a regular soldier gets 2.5 crores.
No, but the calculation seems to increase that it is more than 1 crore.
To 1 crore.
It is 1 crore in the case of a soldier who's killed in action. It is more than that, in fact.
It is not on par with a soldier. See, life is at risk for both of them. They are giving their life for our country. So why should there be a discrimination between an Agnivir and a regular soldier?
Right.
Is it not important that Agnivir's life is important?
No, of
and
course,
also,
all lives are important.
The basic thing is, the Army, Navy, Air Force chiefs had all opposed it at the beginning itself. It was PM, Prime Minister's office who went ahead with this. That is, let us not forget that. The basic thing there, and many, even the former Army Chief General Manoj Mukund, he had opposed it. So it's not the case that larger consultations happened and the deliberations happened and then a scheme is formed. And also the rules clearly, I would like to read one rule. Agnivis will not be eligible for any kind of pension or gratuity, neither will they be eligible for ex-service contributory health scheme. a canteen store, department facilities, ex-service status and other related benefits. So why are they denied all that? They are denied all that and after 4 years they are just told to go. That is so unfortunate that they are protecting our borders. They are facing the same risk as others. And why is the government discriminating between Ajmer and Rial soldiers?
You raise some important points about how they are not given some of these benefits which you are referring to. Let me go across Dr. Syed Zafar Islam. Zafar bhai, respond to these specific points. It's not just about death, and removal.
Let me respond to it.
It's about larger points. Respond. Go ahead.
See, first of all, one has to understand that they're young and they can be redeployed or re-employed by many. CRPF can take them. There will be special provision by Ministry of Home Affairs have been made where these Agniveers, once they retire, they can be absorbed in police forces. So there is a lot of opportunity for them. Young people can, Agniveer can be absorbed by police forces. That is one. So there are opportunities for them to be absorbed. And they have a long career to serve. Secondly, they are getting lump sum amount. They want to really have pension, they can just buy an annuity from LIC or they can use this money, a lump sum amount, which is a compensation which they are getting at the end of the retirement. So that money can be used for either for doing a business, doing for investment, or just simply buying an annuity from LIC. That is a pension. Annuity is nothing but a pension. For you can buy, choose some scheme and invest. Third thing, which is very important, why Rahul Gandhi ji is propagating something which is away from reality? Is he trying to create friction within the armed forces? Why making this kind of a statement which is factually incorrect? I think if you really want to want government to review the scheme, as a leader of opposition, you can debate, you can ask for debate in the parliament, you can raise this issue which can be deliberated, debated on the floor of the parliament or away from the parliament. This issue you can push the government to review that. That's a different thing. But making a misleading a statement and creating friction within the armed forces is something which is totally uncalled for. And that is something which Rahul Gandhi should understand, that he is now holding a constitutional position, being a leader of opposition. He definitely should behave like a responsible politician and discharge his responsibility as a politician which actually speaks the truth.
Sure.
So, all these statements which has been made by J.B. Mathur, actually she must understand that these issues can be discussed. And they have been given enough corpus at the end of 4 years that they can either buy a pension scheme on their own, because there is no
that might be the case.
There are many
we can look defined benefit plan. No, but sir, we can also take a look. For example, the immediate family of a regular soldier would also have benefited from ex-serviceman contributory health schemes. That is absent in the case, as I understand it, of Agniveer's other facilities. The Agniveer is not going to get liberalized family pension, which would have been 100% of emoluments based on the last drawn pay. So there are differences. But I think at the end of the day, the fighting ability of our armed forces is what the priority needs to be. And are we getting that with the Agnipath scheme is perhaps the biggest issue which needs to be looked at. I'd like to thank all of you very much for joining us.